Dude, and Zins? Oh my word.
Shut up!
Bro's not having a good time.
Bro, I've been
Bro's
like
not good.
Colin,
Bro's
you wouldn't know. You haven't been here, bro.
You haven't banged him yet.
That too.
Alright, we
I don't
are
think
here.
I do that.
This was supposed to be D&D, but I made the executive decision. We know do, but I had already poured the mead. Off air, we had agreed that we should drink mead with our D&D episodes. So this is Dansk Mjord, if you say that right.
Viking blood.
Viking blood.
How long have you had this sitting here waiting?
Nordic honey wine with dried hibiscus and ginger added.
Hibiscusy.
I pretty much got this 3 days after our last D&D episode.
So 2 months ago.
Yes.
That do smell good, though.
It's very sweet.
It's honey.
I know, I love.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, you're right. I agree, holy cow.
I agree, holy cow.
Let me be unhinged for once.
So.
My phone's charging.
There it
Someone
is.
Someone else take point, please.
Got it.
Colin and I haven't studied.
Neither have I. We're balling.
Whoa.
We're balling.
Dude, I like
said,
it
you
we're
said,
balling.
You said that I'm fucking unhinged. We are so unhinged right now. I am probably sleeping on this floor later.
He's freeballing.
Why
if
you
know
on
what
the floor?
I mean.
Because you're gonna sleep on the couch.
I must have been over.
Yeah, you were.
No, I'm not.
By the time we're done.
No, I got shit to do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Shush. Sleep on the floor with me.
Oh, no, no, no.
And I'll sleep on the couch.
No, no, no.
Colin, sleep in the bed.
No!
Just heat a pinky.
No!
All right. So instead of D&D, let's do the end of the year review. So, starting off, we're talking about our favorite or best movie of 2023.
Okay,
Spencer's phone is charging. He's trying to hit the Mind Palace room of the Letterboxd app.
That's so true. It's Spider-Verse.
Whoa.
It's Spider-Verse or Mutant Mayhem, hands down. Like, by a wide margin. I love Guardians 3, but that's the next closest, and that's still a good bit away.
Oh, this is, like, straight-up comic favorite movie?
I mean, it's easier than
that. I was going to do favorite movie ever.
That's fine. Then
favorite movie ever of this year.
Of this year?
Then I have an entirely different list than you fuckers.
Favorite movie of the year? That came out this year.
Yes. No, that you watched this year.
Oh.
Colin doesn't go outside.
Fuck. Okay.
I'm going with Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Really?
Holy shit,
that
dude.
Went to the top of my list. It was a tough competition between that and Bullet Train. Bullet Train was really good. I watched it a couple of times inside of like a month. It was great.
Seriously? You never rewatch movies.
That's not true.
That's pretty true.
That's not true.
If it didn't come out at least 10 years ago, you don't rewatch it.
You are wrong.
My current number one is still Across the Spider-Verse. Mutant Mayhem is number three, though, so it's pretty close. Like,
yeah.
Comic book stuff related. Spider-Verse, Oppenheimer, and then Mutant Mayhem, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
For one.
I know, but bro, I've watched 78 movies that came out this year. Don't challenge me. I will Biden blast you into last century.
I watched 80 movies total this year.
I don't know how many
Not
movies.
Even released this year. Just anything.
I don't even know how many movies I've watched this year. Last
Zero.
Than you guys, obviously.
Zero. Zero movies.
That's not true, because I watched movies with you guys.
It's going to be Spider-Verse. He's definitely going to say Spider-Verse.
I mean, that's what I was thinking, but I'm going to look at some other movies that I have watched this year.
While he's looking. Mission Impossible, Bullet Train, Spider-Verse 1, Cabin in the Woods, Doom that came to Gotham, Sinister, Spider-Verse 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and Nobody are my top 10, with Pan's Labyrinth.
Nobody's so good.
Yes.
Bob Odenkirk is the funniest man.
That was great.
It's so dorky, but in a good way. Not like nerd, I stay in my mom's basement, but like dork, like I'm socially awkward and stupid. I want Bob Odenkirk to adopt me, is what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Literally Saul Goodman. Colin, just say Across the Spider-Verse. That's what that's what you're gonna say.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it definitely is.
Mine is... It's like between Samurai Trilogy 2 duel at Ichojoji Temple. It's
those are fake words. You just made
like,
that up.
It's like between three movies. That, Judas and the Black Messiah.
Dude, that movie's so good.
Yeah. And what's the other one I watched? Lone Wolf and Cub.
That's a good one.
You yeah. Swap places with me.
So it's like between those
sure.
three.
The couch absorbs your voice.
That's okay.
True. Your very loud voice.
You have a very loud voice.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Worst movie for me was Rampage.
Oh, God.
But I would say most disappointing, which is in the same category, I guess Black Adam, which didn't score much better. And I was hoping for more.
Mine's The Flash. It's
knew it was gonna suck, though. Well, you didn't.
I was really trying to hope, man.
I knew it was gonna suck, and I came out like, oh, actually, that didn't suck as bad as I thought it would. It still sucked. But The Baby in the Microwave made it a lot better.
The movie I hated the most was definitely The Flash. You can't argue with that. My most disappointing movie was actually Napoleon.
Really?
Yeah, so, like...
Explain.
So, I really liked a lot of things that were in this movie, and it felt like it was a movie I needed to watch again, but when I was really thinking about it, it was disappointing because this, and I had this argument with people, it went too fast. You did not stay in one spot for too long, which was annoying, and people would argue, well, it's a war movie, war happens fast. I'm like, no, because this movie's about Napoleon and how he's a piece of shit and how his wife is a piece of shit. It's about them. This movie's about...
But Colin, have you considered... She's hot.
Yes, she is. But, like, shut the fuck up. It's disappointing because they didn't stay and let us, like, have a silent moment or something in this movie. Because good movies, in my opinion, give you this breathing room to, like, sit in a scene for, like, a hot minute. And this movie, in my opinion, is, and I'm probably right, is that it's about Napoleon. Oh, because it's called Napoleon. Oh, let us breathe. Come on, it does not need to be from. We don't need to skip 20 years every 5 seconds.
But you see, you can't breathe because he's French and he doesn't wash his balls.
True.
That's one of the only movies this year I know you've seen that I haven't. I am.
Damn.
I have watched 8 movies this week in theaters, and that's one of the only ones I still haven't watched.
What other movies have you been fucking watching?
Everything else.
Wonka?
Not yet. That's the only other one. That's the only other one currently in theaters I have yet to watch.
I will not watch that movie.
That's fair. I'm not very interested either. For real. What was I saying? Yeah, he's French. He doesn't wash his balls.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can't breathe.
Yeah, so it's Napoleon for me.
All right. Favorite or best TV show?
Series? Oh, Andor.
The Blue Eye Samurai.
I have no idea what this is. Please enlighten me.
It's on Netflix.
Please
enlighten
me.
So, The Blue Eye Samurai takes place in the Edo period, I believe, where they just shut their borders down from any people outside of Japan, so especially meaning the white people, Europe especially. And the reason for this is because 4 white men basically was starting to, like, ruin Japan, and they want to keep their culture sacred and blah, blah, blah. And our main character is a mixed-race Japanese white person, and they're basically Japanese through and through, except for they have blue eyes. And in this culture, they believe if you have blue eyes, you're dead. Like, you look like a dead person. Because dead people, when they die, their eyes lighten up and blah, blah, blah. And everyone else has brown eyes in Japan. No one has blue eyes unless if you're a mixed race. And you're seen as less than human. In the whole show, besides our main character wanting revenge, the plot of this is to also show the terrible culture that Japan had during this period of time. And the terrible culture of not... Unless if you are a man, and you are a man, a Japanese man, in power, or have some form of money, or even have a somewhat, quote-unquote, respectable job, you are seen as less than nothing. Woman, a person... who is mixed race, a person who has a disability, because our other main character is a man who worked in a noodle shop, and he is a birth defect where he had no has no hands.
Colin, it's literally you.
But he's a big dong, so he's not me.
That's true. Is this live action or is this
animated? Is this animated?
This sounds
it's
really
not anime, but it's animated.
This sounds very interesting.
It is so good. Also, you see so much tits and ass and dong and vagina. Because our main character, you know he has a big dong because you literally saw it flopping in the air. It is so funny and it's such a good plot. And the action scenes are so good. My problem, though, are two. One problem is that how they show how guns are such a fearsome thing in this is so dumb because these guns, you need to reload. You need to take like 4 minutes to reload these fucking muskets, okay? Uh-huh. And they're seen as like unstoppable. They reload these things like it's so fast. That's not true. That's not how these work. And two, we have fucking Metallica in the soundtrack for some reason.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
The soundtrack is so off-putting to me because it takes me out of it. First off, I hate Metallica, so personally I'm biased. But
you're
two,
gay, but okay.
No, and then two, it just takes you out of the scenes with the soundtrack that's already there that definitely feels like it's in this timeline, but then we go into Metallica and fucking old metal. Like, why?
That's so weird.
It is weird.
This sounds very interesting.
Unique.
I have not heard of this whatsoever.
8 episodes, 1 season so far, just got greenlit for a second season. Fantastic show.
Well,
10 out of 10.
Well, now I'm interested.
Or actually, 9 out of 10, sorry.
Jacob, what you got?
Don't really remember any TV that I made it all the way through on.
Say Andor. Just no. Say it.
No.
Say it,
maybe. I'm probably gonna go with Twisted Metal, because there were a couple of times where I cugged at
Twisted Metal over Andor. My guy.
It didn't get my beans off like it did you.
But Twisted Metal, bro. It was fine.
It was like either that or Loki. That's really the only three shows that I remember watching this year.
I mean, that's fair. You're cringe. But I accept you the way you are.
I thought about doubling down on last year's episode where I've really upped how many retrospectives I've been watching on YouTube.
No.
All right, fine.
I declare no. We also have most disappointing / worst TV series or season. Secret
Sex Invasion. Sex Education.
Really?
Okay.
Sex Education season 4. Go off, King.
So the reason why that's the most disappointing for me is because it doesn't feel like it follows through with where our characters left off in season 3. There are a couple of points where it's like, yeah, we're obviously following through with Maeve going to America and all these other things, and obviously we have to go to a different school because the school basically blew up in season 3.
Basically blew up.
But yeah, but where these characters end does not feel like it's organic. Whether they like to say in articles that the writer's room found this ending to be the most organic ending, it's not. These characters, it's just. The choices that they're making don't seem like they are what they don't seem like they're meant for these characters. Eric, though, I like where he ended up.
Dog, we gotta watch Doctor Who together.
We really have to. I will go back to Doctor Who because of him.
I have watched all the specials. You will enjoy them.
I've seen clips of the specials.
They're very good. And we should jump into the next series because of Cutie Gadwa.
Yeah, of course.
Because I worship at his feet. Not his feet, but at his feet. There's a difference.
Yeah, sure.
Shut up.
What's her name? The blonde one that's friends with Maeve.
Amy.
Her ending is fantastic. She finally gets resolve, and she finally feels like she's controlled herself, and she has control of her life and how she can react to other people. She's finally getting mad when she wants to get mad.
The
she's
one who looks
fuck
like
off.
The one who looks like the chicken from Chicken Run.
Yes, she's so funny. She's adorable, and she's finally like happy where she is right now. Otis is just in a shithole. They end the whole show him being in such a shit state of mind and everything.
That's
not because
so
it's awful, but just because he's just sad. He doesn't know what to fucking do. There's no resolve for him.
That's true.
There is for every single other character. Then we get focusing parts on characters that shouldn't have any focus because we haven't in the entirety of the entire show until like the last two episodes. Then they get some focus.
Colin, like, I want you to profess your love for Ruby right now.
Oh, and Ruby, oh my word, I love Ruby so much. She made me so sad when like she was sad about things, but she reminds me of Abby, and I just like Otis being a shithead, like, hey Ruby, can you do this for me? Ruby, can you do that for me? Can you do this for me? Because you used to love me and blah blah blah, you still love me, but I don't love you because I want my big titty Maeve who lives in America because I'm a cuck.
Bro, they have the same size tits.
I know. You think I don't know this?
I know you know this.
I changed my favorite TV show to Ahsoka, by the way.
That's fair.
Fair.
It's not... I disagree. It's not
the greatest thing, but...
I'll take it.
It's better than Twisted Metal, so there you go.
I agree.
End of it. Education. Sex education. Started out great. Season 4. Ended terribly. Done.
I agree. None of the things you said, I disagree with. Mm-hmm. I just think that Andor... is goated with the sauce.
We're talking about the stuff that we don't... That are least... Hated.
Oh,
least
you're right. Favorite. Shut up. I'm having a bad week, okay?
We just talked about our favorite. You literally kept going, Andor. Guys, have you watched Andor? Oh, this political... Dude, this guy is sucking off Andor with both his hands and his left nutsack and his toes, trying to suck off that giant fucking Disney cock because they finally produced something good.
You're right. I've had a bad week. Okay?
What was your favorite show again? Blue Eye Samurai?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Did that beat out My Adventures with Superman?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Just asking.
But the finish is really so good too.
I think when it comes to TV, I really try to stray away from things I don't think I'm gonna like, and I really wanted to like a lot of Secret Invasion, but I think that's why it disappointed me so much, is because there was a lot of potential in that show, and there was definitely some effort in a lot of parts of the episodes, but it had such a crappy production and it was flipped over and over so many times between so many writers and directors that it means nothing.
I can't even put that on my list because I didn't even give it I gave it one episode and that's it. I can't even watch it. It's that terrible.
Also AI intro.
Yeah.
Next, we have our favorite comic or collected edition from this year.
It's okay that you skipped me because I didn't have a least favorite show. I would just back up Secret
Invasion. You said Ahsoka.
No, that was my favorite. I changed my favorite.
Jacob is correct. I did punch him in the balls.
Okay. Yeah. This is true.
I've done that before.
Oh, so favorite comic?
Yeah.
So I don't think I can say collected because I haven't watched any or read any, I mean. Collected recently, but my favorite comic book, yeah.
This year?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
This is gonna be a bitch to edit anyways.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna make it work. Jacob volunteered for it this year, so he's doing it.
I get it every year.
That's not true! I did it last year.
So, my book is Moon Ray.
Did you even talk about this on the show?
No, because I haven't been on the show.
Okay, you have 3 minutes, go.
Fuck! Okay, so Moon Ray is like this weird space opera comic thing. And how do I explain this? These creatures, they exist because of post-apocalyptic universe. And they're basically born from the blood of gods, and they just simply exist, and they're trying to find meaning and purpose, and just trying to figure out how to exist in this world, because they're born from the blood of gods, but they're not, like, born as children. They're, like, fully, like, humanoid things, and some of them have, like, weapons just integrated into them. So our main character is called Hero, because he doesn't have a name. It's just Hero. We have Sword. We have the half-human and the Compass. The Compass is helping the Hero try to figure out who he is and like this quest. I wish I brought this book, but I forgot to bring it today. The Sword is actually this... Instead of being made from the blood of a god, it's like literally a sword. She is a sword from a god, but it's she originally took this form of almost like a lightning bolt, but that, then she took a form of like a humanoid woman with a fat ass, dude. That's the reason why I bought this book, because the cover is fantastic. She's hot. She has no face, but she's hot. And she loves fighting, and she gets turned on by fighting, apparently. That's what I got from this. And then the like half human, which is he's made from a god of blood, but we don't know what, and he can't talk, but he wants to help them. He's just this funny little guy. He kind of reminds me of me. He's just this funny little guy that hides everywhere, and he's like,
1 minute.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And he's just wanting to help them. And it's hard to tell what's going on in this book, because it also skips to this other like alien thing that's basically a samurai, but he's not, and his tail his gun is connected to him like a tail, and he's fighting these like weird assassins that are multiple bodies but one mind, and they're all connected through the gut, and he just fights them. So it like cuts off into this other story, but it opens up with like a story of two samurais fighting each other, and then goes into being talking about gods and how these other creatures are formed in this world. This is like, humans don't exist. This is the aftermath of humans existing. Apocalypse, universe apocalypse. All humans died, and now it's these totally different life forms birthed from the blood of gods.
I love it when Colin describes things inaccurately. It's my favorite part of the show.
I don't know how else to explain it.
That's what you say every time.
I thought it was pretty good.
I felt like that was pretty good, too.
I'm interested now.
Yeah, hey, at least I make you interested in this.
You always make me interested. How many issues is this? Is it in a
collection? This is a hardcover. Ooh. This is a hardcover about like an inch and a half thick or something.
12 issues.
Something like that. It's made by this giant team. It's an indie comic. And they said that they're in the book. It said they plan on releasing another book next year. Because That's it cool. has a number one on the book too.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I'm very excited.
I dig that. Jacob, what do you got?
Nice House on the Lake.
That was gonna be my pick.
What?
Easy pick. Nice House on the Lake.
Oh
my gosh. I flipped my lid for that series so quickly.
Rope caved it in his pants.
There are
multiple times.
There are 12 issues, and Colin, you will like it. It's in two trades or one hardcover deluxe edition.
I want hardcover deluxe edition.
It's very good.
So good. It's hard to follow because there's 12 people, 13 people that you have to keep track of. And I kept flicking back and forth from where I was in the book to the back of the book where all the characters are lined out and like drawn out and like what they do and like easy little notes to keep track of who everybody else is. But then they all start dying off and it's easy to follow. So it's just weird shit happens. I had this huge grin on my face as I was reading it because I could not tell what the fuck was happening. Last night I was watching Nope and I had that smile again. And it's been since March and then last night that I've had those two, the same smile on my face. It was a long stretch
of time. I have no idea what's happening, but I love it.
Yes.
I love that. It's if we love a book, it's like, I have no idea what's going on, but I love it. And then if we hate a book, I have no idea what's going on, and I fucking hate it. It's like, we have the same opinion about both books for some reason. One's good and one's bad.
This is why I like sci-fi, because it's like, that doesn't make sense. Explain this to me, and it's fun.
And it's like, fuck you.
It's weird.
That's a very accurate description.
Honestly, that's why I loved X-Files when I was a teenager for so long. Just because it had whacked out ideas. It's not a great TV show, but it's weird and it's fun.
What about the episode where there's the mom with
no
legs under the bed?
Shut up!
Mom under the bed?
There's an episode that doesn't air anymore because there's like an inbred mother under a bed on a board with no arms and legs that makes incest babies.
Oh, I remember talking about this. You always bring this up. Yeah, that's right.
You should read it. Like, sir, I read all of it in one sitting. It was one of the best days of my life. It's really good. It's written by James Tynan. The art's fantastic. It's very good. For real, you should read it.
I should.
On COD. Yeah. My favorite this year is between... So the collected edition for Doctor Strange Fall Sunrise came out this year. The issues came out last year, but the collected was this year. That's stupidly high on my list. It's super trippy. The art is fantastic. There's a lot of symbology I haven't gotten back to yet, but I'm going to...
Symbology?
Symbology.
Symbolism?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Have you not seen Boondock Saints? Have you not seen the gay man yelling, the gay Willem Dafoe man yelling at the stupid cops for saying symbology is symbolism? Thank you. Listen to gay Willem Dafoe.
So yeah, Fall Sunrise is fantastic. I haven't gotten back to it yet. I want to buy the Treasury edition pretty soon so I can take a big dive into it. And then the actual follow-up is Gotham City Year One from Tom King and Mitch, not Mitch, I'm sorry, Phil Hester. It's a really, really good story about, like, the inner machinations of parts of Gotham City. I know, Batman, cringe.
No, because Batman Gargoyle is awesome.
That too. But my top of the year being a Batman book is cringe. Let me be cringe, Colin!
To be cringe is to be free.
Gargoyle of Gotham is not complete yet.
No, it's got one more issue.
I know.
Also true. Gotham City Year One kind of dives into the history of the city and the Wayne family in a way that I think is really interesting and engaging for me. Its historical setting is cool and well-developed. Tom King, when he puts his mind to it, is really, really good at developing either historical settings or fictional settings. In like his, there's like two genres of Tom King books. There's Tom King is smelling his own farts, which I love. But that's Rorschach and Danger Street. And then we have like the rest of his stuff, which is really, really high effort, high research. Like a lot of them are historical pieces and stuff. And Gotham City Year One is really well developed. Even if in 20 years the timeline won't make sense anymore, the fact that it's based around Bruce Wayne's family and how they relate to crime in the city is really well done without just going for the "but what if Bruce Wayne's parents were bad guys" angle. Like, it does that, but it does it
I don't feel like that is talked about enough, actually. Like, that's not made into Batman stories enough. Usually they just leave it at, oh, one of them was an Arkham, or oh, one of them's an Arkham. A Arkham family member, or it's just that, oh, one of them took a bribe one time. It's always just simple like that.
You heard it here, folks. Spencer likes the smell of Tom King's farts.
That is true, and also that is true. But I really like how well this book dives into, like, it's Batman's grandpappy and grandmammy, and, like, how they were tied into the city and how the city formed basically out of like segregation and shit. It's really well done, but it's not so filled with political diatribes where it's like undigestible. It's a very fun book, even though it's really dark and involves like child murder and stuff. And also Phil Hester is one of the goats. His art is impeccable. And the covers, oh my gosh. This book came out in hardcover like last week, and I've been resisting the urge to pick it up because I want the paperback. But holy fucking shit. This book is so good. I was screaming about it when every single issue came out to you guys, and I really think that now that the book is out, I should be screaming about it more.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I could scream about Batman Gargoyle. Have you read it yet?
I read the first issue because Jacob gave it to me. I don't like buying black label books before the book is out.
I'm with him.
Because I know I'm going to buy almost every single Black Label book in hardcover, if frankly not all of them. I own Superman versus Lobo. And that was bad. Like, really bad. Like,
yeah.
Well, I buy all of them, so I don't want to spend $10 an issue.
It's only three issues.
And that's the same.
Not even $10 an issue.
Bro, that's the same price as the hardcover. I'll just buy the hardcover when it comes out.
I want all of them. I want the black and white fucking issues.
Those are a separate $10, bitch!
No, they're not!
Although next year that book will probably be in my top like five at minimum. It's really good.
It's so,
so
good right now.
Next thing.
Next thing.
Before I start screaming.
No. You stole it away from me before I could continue. The follow-up collected comic of the year would probably be Coda.
That's hot. Fuck. You're right.
That's hot.
Shit.
Yes.
I have to put that on my list too.
I second that motion.
Yep, that's
I wasn't even here for that episode and I read it at the same time.
Because so
I keep up. I keep up with the pop culture. Yeah. I am relevant.
I that's kind
of
gay.
Next would be least favorite comic of the year. Comic or... yes, least favorite worst comic collected edition. God. I really purge the archives after I read something awful. I got nothing. I don't remember.
I don't remember shit.
Oh, I did a lot of Batman One Bad Days. Those were pretty rough.
Oh. Marvel's Black, White, and Blood bullshit. Does that count? Can that count?
You have to choose one of them that you hated the most.
I think it was Moon Knight.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew it. I was gonna put money on it.
I think it was Moon Knight. That or it was like Carnage, I think. I think it was that one, maybe. But yeah, Moon Knight. What the fuck? That shit's ass. There's like maybe three, like handful, like two comics that are actually good and everything else is just like, what the fuck is going on, you know? So it's like whatever, you know. But that's kind of a weak pick because it's more of just a biased annoyance than it is like this book is actually shit. Because there are way more books that are actually shit, like like All-Star Batman and Robin.
That was two years ago.
I know. But what I'm saying is, as in comparison, like, there's shit book, and then there's just book that I personally really don't like.
Yo.
It's not terrible.
Yo. My name is Skylar White. Yo. There is Black Canary Booby in that book. Do not diss the All-Star Batman.
I will diss it.
It's so bad, but...
Hot. Very hot. Bruce Wayne. Age 25. Fat dick. Hot. Very hot.
It's so true.
That's literally how Vicky Vale talks. She's walking around in the bra. Actually, I can't complain about the just the like lingerie. What, Jacob?
I per my Goodreads, Spider-Man Origin got a 2 out of 5 stars. And that's my lowest comic read this year.
Wasn't that the revisited version of the Leon Ditko era origin story?
I don't know. It came out in 2007.
I don't know.
It was written by Brian Michael Bendis. And I did not like it at all.
Oof-da. So I have two. One is bad, and the other one is really disappointing.
Oh. Last Days of American Crime is right there at 2 stars as well.
Yikes. There were a few Nightwing collected editions. They did not come out this year, but 7, 8, and 9 of the Rebirth run, if I remember correctly, they were mostly written by Benjamin Percy, a writer I really respect, but they were hot shit. It was bad, man. There was no editorial oversight. This is during the time period right after Tom King had put a bullet in Nightwing's head and didn't tell anybody about it. So every comic had to shift to that. There's a few trades worth of really rough stuff. It's not garbage, but it's pretty rough. There's a few very experienced writers who handled it, Benjamin Percy and Dan Jurgens and a couple of other ones, who definitely have talent and didn't squander that opportunity, but my God, they were fucked in the ass by editorial on that one. The most disappointing book from this year was Guardians of the Galaxy by Lansing and Kelly. I'm sorry, it's not horrid, but it's really boring. It started coming out this year. I followed it for 5 issues, the first trade paperback collection, and some of the art is pretty good. I don't dislike Kev Walker's art. It's not bad. I do like some of his stuff. I just don't think it fit the setting. The story is going for a very Western feel, and the art is really cartoony, and it doesn't mesh well. And the story was kind of spinning its wheels for five issues, and the arc that the characters were going on wasn't answered until issue six. Like, any semblance of answers or closure or anything. And I was buying this issue by issue, and it was fucking rough. Out of all the Guardian stuff I've read, it's the bottom of the list, which is disappointing because I like Jackson and Lansing. I like them as a writing team. They have written some very good books, and I do like Kev Walker's art, but something about this book was off, and it was really disappointing because I wanted to like it. The covers were fantastic. The setting was really cool. There was one issue out of the five that followed Rocket Raccoon as a sheriff, and that was really well done because it hinted back to Rocket's old days as like a cop, basically, from way fucking back. And that was cool, but just the arc amounted to nothing, and it was clearly written in a way to milk it. This is up to issue like 12, I think, right now, and they've barely answered any questions. Like, the primary issue that is the all will be revealed is issue 6, and they still haven't really done much with it from what I can gather. And it was really, really disappointing because I spent like $25 on these, and I really wish I didn't. I would have rather spent it on like Spider-Man by Zeb Wells right now, and that run is shit. But at least, like, I don't know, there's sex appeal in that book. Guardians was rough. It was really, really disappointing.
Next up, we got most anticipated comic.
Or collected edition. Daredevil by Chip Zdarsky, Omnibus 1. My final answer. Thank you.
I don't know what's coming out.
I'm looking forward to the Darth Vader black, white, and red.
That's true.
Because that'll be fun.
That got a pretty good reception, too.
Mm-hmm. It's got Dan Warren Johnson's the GOAT. He has the best issue so far.
Dog, Space Mullet is getting reprinted. I'm so fucking excited. I haven't read that book yet.
Me neither.
That was his first book.
Yep.
My guy.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. I don't know.
Okay, next is most anticipated movie.
Nosferatu.
Oh, you're so right! Yeah!
By Robert Eggers, starring a bunch of hot people.
Willem Dafoe as a vampire hunter.
Willem Dafoe is just the most, like, little goblin man in any movie.
He's my dad.
That's probably true.
That's my dad.
I watched Poor Things this week, and he also is like a weird old goblin man.
He's just always meant for the goblin.
It is true. Nosferatu is the top of my list.
So there's that. There's also the Planet of the Apes movie. There's also Dune 2.
Shit in my pants. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, fried cheeseburger.
See, you need to mix that meme with the bacon, egg, and cheese from
Bacon, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, bacon, egg, and cheese. Cheeseburger, fried cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yeah, Dune 2 is pretty high on the list.
Fall Guy.
That's definitely on the list.
It's not high up, but
it's there.
You know what is higher up than that? Kung Fu Panda 4, bitch.
Yeah! Jacob's gonna kill us.
I'm excited.
Because I didn't realize that was coming out, and I saw the trailer like, what? No! No way!
I'm excited for Dune 2, but I have high hopes for Joker 2.
One with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga.
You were the one out of the three of us who liked Joker the least.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Please explain your logic.
Everybody said it's a musical. What the fuck? And I said, okay, I can see it.
Okay, that's fair.
End of story.
End of story.
It's on my list. It's above Deadpool 3. which is like the which is the only MCU release next year.
I'd say they're about tied.
Madam Web, though.
I hope
no.
I hope
titties.
Deadpool 3 is good, but I
Sydney Sweeney titties. Come on.
Am scared that it's not gonna be. So I'm tentative on Deadpool 3.
They're hiding her titties. Where are they?
It's probably in the black suit.
Where are the titties?
They are hiding her titties.
Dog,
right now.
I just watched.
That's like a big thing for her in any role she plays.
Which is a shame because she's actually a really good actor when she wants to be.
Yeah, but I want to see the tits. Okay.
I watched Anyone But You this week, which was a rom-com with her in it.
Yep.
I can confirm there are titties. Not as much as you want, but there are titties.
Apparently, there's True Detective season 4 coming out next year.
That's not a movie!
No, I'm moving on to the next subject.
Fine. I would say Andor season 2, but it sounds like it's been delayed to 2025, which is disappointing.
TV shows.
I really got nothing on this.
I got nothing. I don't know what else is coming out.
Yeah.
Echo! Maybe.
Echo.
I don't know.
Matthew Murdock. Charles Cockthony.
Marvel don't give shit.
But blood.
Murdock.
Filson Whisk.
Filson Whisk.
Filson Whisk with cufflinks.
Murdocking on these nuts.
I am Murdocking on these nuts.
Hold on, let me look it up.
The first two episodes were premiered at a film festival a couple weeks ago, and they got a very good reception.
That's good.
It is really weird that they...
Oh! Fallout.
It might not be bad, but it's definitely not anticipated.
Oh, I want to watch Shogun.
Dead Boy Detectives on...
Sandboy Universe! Sandboy, holy shit, I'm going cray cray.
Yeah,
Sandman.
No, already there.
Shut up, Jacob. Sandman Universe. That show does look really good, though. It's really interesting how it was announced to be like some DC Universe series or whatever, and they're like, nah, shove it in the Sandman shit.
Penguin.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I saw that that's on Netflix now, the Batman. Yeah, so, like, what's the fucking point of having HBO Max now?
Because WB is retarded, and the CEO is the biggest retard.
Yeah, I thought we just got a better one because of the whole merger. I thought that was the whole thing.
No.
No.
Bro, he canceled Batgirl.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he did. And he canceled a Looney Tunes movie.
Favorite podcast episode / bit / joke
of
this
mine,
year?
This year. Never mind.
You've been here for some of this year.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Do you not know?
I don't remember.
I think you can manifest it.
I don't remember shit.
I know mine.
Jacob, drop it.
Yeah, let's
drop the tea. Let's go.
You have to.
I know it's part of the recap, so it's kind of a lame. But 60 Seconds to Uranus was...
that entire episode was really good.
I don't remember. Which episode was that?
I don't remember. But
I was in California. It was either in March or April. But
all we were doing were making jokes about Jared Leto's band and pedophile jokes.
You too?
No. You were there too.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes.
Jared Leto's pedophile band that owns an island.
Oh, yeah, because I kept shitting on him.
And all we were doing were making jokes about your mom's anus and pedophiles.
Yeah.
I agree with Jacob. This was the one that I went to. That was a very fucking good episode.
I just can't remember shit. I have a terrible memory when it comes to anything, really.
That was really fucking good. That was some of the best clips that we have came from that. And also, two episodes of D&D ago, which is uploaded. It is there on the internet.
Only
as
episode.
Time of uploading. Shut up, Jacob.
Okay, because right now only 0 and 1 are up.
Please. Shh. Welcome.
Welcome.
The welcome joke was very good, and I clipped it because it's very funny and personally warms my heart with very warm sperm welcome.
Like a beach.
I don't even remember this.
I don't remember this either, actually.
Dog, it wasn't even that long ago.
4 months ago.
We can't remember shit.
That's so true. I do agree with Jacob, though. The 30 seconds to Mars comparisons were really
30
fun.
Seconds to Uranus.
60 seconds.
60 seconds to Uranus. Your mom's anus. Butthole.
Butthole.
That entire episode was really funny. I genuinely don't care what episode it was in. I don't care what we were talking about. But the jokes were so good.
The radius of Uranus is 15,754 miles.
Dang. Of course you had saved that number just for this bit.
What is the mitochondriac?
The mitochondriac?
It's the powerhouse of the cell.
No.
Yeah.
That's the mitochondria.
Yes.
What the fuck?
You've been lied to.
Mitochondriac. Oh, mitochondria. Yeah. I just added a C.
Were you homeschooled?
Were you homeschooled?
Jacob, were you homeschooled?
Thank you for listening. We love to have patrons. Our patrons are Jeff, Lawrence, and Caitlin. They went over to patreon.com/DimeComicBrosNetwork and they signed up under one of the four life-changing tiers they found there.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
They do get to see me wearing a chastity belt made out of comic books from like 3 years ago.
They chose.
Oh my fuck! I forgot that happened.
Seriously? I was gonna do it without underwear.
I know.
And you told me not to.
Yeah, you're not allowed. Now you can. We can do a new one.
Jeff could have seen your balls.
We can do a new one.
I'm gonna so do a new one.
You have to, and no underwear.
I'll do it!
If you liked anything that you listened to this year, please consider going to patreon.com and helping us out with a little bit of your money. We give all of our money to Jetpack Comics and Games in downtown Rochester, New Hampshire. They are there year-round to take our money. It is a curse.
Kyle!
Dude, I saw Kyle the other day, but I don't think he recognized me.
I say that pretty much every time, and I'm pretty sure he recognizes me, but I can never tell.
But I didn't talk to him because he looked like he was busy, but he just didn't see me. But he probably has the TISM glasses on, and he can't see shit.
He looks me in the eyes, and he says, "Hey, Jacob, how are you this week?" I just can't tell if he recognizes me or not.
And now he says you're fucking
So people have been able to hear a difference in the audio in the last several episodes. That is, of course, because I am traveling for work again, but I'm all super secret about what I've been traveling for. And I am finally going to let our listeners know what I've been up to. So a couple of years ago now, I started this rock band that has become very popular, and I've been touring across the country. This has been the longest tour I've had yet, and it's been great. I've seen a lot of great shows, but it's getting old. If anybody wants to support my band, you might have heard of it. It's 60 Seconds to Uranus.
Jacob.
What? There's layers to that joke. I might have also started my own cult.
You know, if I start making any jokes, they're just all gonna be very bad. I'm just gonna butt joke. Butthole joke.
It takes longer to get to Uranus than it does to Mars. That's my only point.
60 seconds to Uranus. So stupid. It's so stupid.
It gets better the more you think about it, though.
It's not a bad idea.
Jared Leto is the joke here.
Yes.
There's a lot of racism, too. There's a lot of that.
Cool.
He is me if I was black and British and cool. The Lego building noise, especially. They've used that one since day one. Just
so good.
Yeah, it's very satisfying because it actually sounds like Legos being put together, but like in a cool way, not like when I put them together, which is like click.
Wait,
fuck, that's wrong.
Where the fuck does this one go?
Oh shit, I dropped it.
Why is that upside down?
The sticker's on wrong. No. It sounds like what you think putting Legos together sounds like.
So for this article, I included the cover made by Greg Capullo, and it looks cool.
I don't think Greg Capullo has done a single bad piece of art in his entire life. He is one of the people I will flatly worship at the feet of.
He must have autism because of how many chains he draws in every piece. Like, there's so much chain in that picture. Like, it must have taken hours to draw every link. And he's just sitting there, I like chains. I like chains.
To be fair,
it's like you with trains.
To be fair, he is like a 55-year-old metalhead who goes to the gym, so that fits with the aesthetic.
I like chains.
I also like chains.
I think we need to buy Colin a white van for his birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my fuck! I am Papa, not the pedophile.
This is the least.
Pedophile.
They go hand in hand. It's fine.
No, I am Papa.
No, but it's what so you can do.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. Yes, thank you, Papa.
You can do sketches on the outside of the van and decorate it yourself.
And Doctor Strange is Kill.
He is Kill, but he's not Kill.
But he's not actually Kill. He's doing strange things in the astral planes.
You're so funny, man.
I know. I said astral.
Shut the fuck up. Why do you do this to me?
I don't know.
I am the sniffles.
I'll punch you in the chest.
Chains!
Shut up, Greg Capullo. Go back into whatever hellhole Scott Snyder has you trapped in.
He has me chained down there.
Oh my god. I believe it.
Sippy, sippy.
Holy shit, what color are you?
So I have a proposition. So, you are pee-pee?
You're propositioning us?
Together we make pee-pee poo-poo. I think you're both wrong and both right.
Wow.
So I think...
Shocker.
I think...
I have the high ground where I think you're both wrong and right and all of the things.
Oh, I'm a stick up my ass and I'm on my fucking high horse. Oh, yeah. You guys are on the right. Oh, you're the wrong, actually.
He's...
What is your deal?
Thank you for welcoming me back.
I love welcoming you.
I love welcoming me.
I can imagine that. Big sperm whale.
Yeah, why not?
Big sperm whale guy.
Yeah. Is that what they call you?
No.
No?
They do talk about my blowhole, though.
Give me pictures of Spider-Man!
Jacob!
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I read Green Lantern, Earth 1, Volume 2.
Holy fucking shit.
I know. Made by the same creative team. So it jumps forward in time, and Green Lantern is good at Green Lanterning, and suddenly there's Yellow Lanterns that pop up, and his Green Lantern friends are like, what the heck are those guys? And then...
I love how he says that.
See, he can do a summary in a retarded voice, and it makes sense.
I can too!
No.
Only if I'm making fun of it.
Only if you're making fun of it.
I don't know why.
Because you're dumb.
You're dumb!
I know I'm dumb. If I read Batman books, shut up, of course I'm dumb.
Yeah.
You know what else is profound?
Our Patreon.
I was going to say Uranus.
No, that's the prostate.
You know who? What else is profound? Our Saint Taints.
Google says the radius of Uranus is 15,759 miles.
He's trying not to break out into laughter. Google says... My mom said the radius of Uranus is the size of your mom. Hey, remember this? Remember this? This happened.